All-Black Scott Barrett's red card hearing has resulted in the lock copping a suspension that rules him out for this weekend's Bledisloe Cup decider against the Wallabies at Eden Park. The Foul Play Review Committee accepted Barrett's guilty plea today, and based on the fact he's never faced the committee before, was stood down for 3 weeks. It's a short-term sacrifice that will see him available for the Rugby World Cup in 6 weeks' time. The All-Blacks fronted the media today, saying their sole focus for the moment is not letting the Wallabies pry the Bledisloe Cup from their grip come Saturday. Sports reporter Ravinda Hunia has the story.
All Black Scott Barrett has dodged a bullet, receiving a paltry 3-week ban for a dangerous tackle on Wallabies captain Michael Hooper. But according to his teammates, it could be an eternity the way he's taken it. The stand down means Barrett won't feature in this weekend's Bledisloe Cup blockbuster at Eden Park. Returning midfielder Sonny Bill Williams, who copped a red card send off 2 years ago, says he knows exactly how Barrett feels.
I know he's not that type of player, nor am I, guys. Thank you. You feel for him because, of course, that knowing the type of individual that he is, he would have felt like he let the whole team down. Collectively, we've spoken about that and just, you know, trying to put that behind us and move forward, and that's what we're trying to do this week.
It's a sentiment echoed by assistant coach Ian Foster. Barrett is only the fourth All Black to be sent off in a test, and Foster wants this week's focus quickly redirected.
Just the consistency and then doing the best they can, and at the moment that's all you can ask for. But I'm just focusing on this week. You know, there's no point in us highlighting anything else. We've been found guilty of something, and we'll just take our medicine on that. And something that we don't like, and we've got to look at what we can control.
And Foster's way of controlling the focus of reporters was to lift pressure from the playing group and admit the coaches should also be shouldering blame for last week's loss.
We've just got to do what we expect our players to do, which is to evaluate how we prepared off the park, how we prepared tactically, and did we get everything right. And when you get a performance like that, you can't hand on heart say as a coach that you did get everything right. We were part of Saturday night, and we've got to be making sure we're part of the solution. You know, you do a lot of soul searching in this job anyway. To be fair, you go a little bit deeper when you come off a poor performance.
While many have shown their support for Barrett with calls of inconsistent refereeing in world rugby, veteran Sam Whitelock has some simple advice for the do or die match this weekend.
The biggest thing is we've got to be, you know, really disciplined in how we're playing. We want to play hard, but also got to play fair, and you know, there's 1,000 different cameras and different angles. Things that you probably got away with in the past is something that's not going to happen now, so making sure that we still bring that physical edge, but we do it within the letter of the law.
The Wallabies haven't won at Eden Park since 1986, and they'll know exactly who is taking the field, including Scott Barrett's replacement, on Thursday morning. Mo te hō tako o te ahi pōnei, ko Ravinda Hunia tēnei.